finished the first day of their opening argument in the impeachment trial of U.S. President Trump, telling the Senate the president used a corrupt scheme to pressure Ukraine to help him get reelected through investigating a political rival. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler said the president's actions were part of a pattern of corruption.
This is the story of a corrupt government-wide effort that drew in ambassadors, cabinet officials, executive branch agencies, and the office of the president.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz said the Democrats are picking and choosing who to criticize about U.S. relations with Ukraine.
If there is such a compelling national security interest to give military aid to Ukraine, then what do these House Democrats have to say about the years that Barack Obama refused to give lethal military aid to Ukraine?
Mr. Trump is accused of abuse of power and obstructing Congress. He has denied the charges and called the impeachment a hoax. Chinese state media report authorities are closing airports and train stations, as well as canceling long-distance bus routes in and out of the city of Wuhan in a bid to limit the spread of a new flu-like illness. Wednesday, the World Health Organization delayed a decision on whether to declare an international emergency. Dr. Michael Ryan is the head of the WHO's Health Emergencies Program.
The primary issue is to limit human-to-human transmission, to reduce secondary infections, especially amongst close contact and particularly in healthcare environments. We need to prevent transmission through amplification events and super-spreading events, and obviously prevent further international spread.
So far, 17 people have died of the virus, with hundreds of others sickened. This is VOA News. Iran's president told European powers Wednesday not to copy the United States by undermining Tehran.